Our next speaker, I'm going to try my best to pronounce the name without messing you up too bad, but Rajinder Kaur, I believe. Her presentation entitled Germplasm Evaluation and Dissection, the Components of Cryptolysis in Cotton.
Thanks for the introduction, Nathan. So before I begin, I just want to say that up until 2 days back, I thought I was going to present a poster. So if my slides are not very self-explanatory, please excuse me. So the topic of my talk is germplasm screening and dissecting the growth components associated with thrips tolerance in cotton. So I'll start with a brief introduction about thrips. So thrips are these small insects which are a few millimeters long. They can infect cotton at different growth stages, seeding stage, pre-flowering and flowering stage. But plants are more susceptible during the seedling stage up until they have 4 to 5 true leaves. So thrips attack the terminal bud of these seedlings and chew up the tissue which later form the foliage leaves. And the common thrips damage symptoms include browning and curling of leaves, often called as possum ear leaves. And then there is silvering of expanding tissue and damaged bud tissue. So studies have shown that certain factors, they can aggravate the thrips damage. For example, dry and cooler weather conditions. During such conditions, the seedling growth is slow and plants do not efficiently take up the herbicide, insecticide applied to the soil, which makes the thrips injury severe. And also, untargeted herbicide injury along with thrips attack can make the situation worse. So if thrips are not damaged timely and properly, they can cause lethal plant damages, which can result in maturity delays and yield losses. Therefore, screening for thrips-tolerant germplasm and identifying the factors contributing towards thrip tolerance would be helpful to develop tolerant cultivars. So this study was conducted with three main objectives in mind. First, we wanted to screen for thrips-tolerant germplasm under field conditions. Second, we wanted to identify the prevalent thrips species in our area where the study was conducted. And thirdly, to examine the morphological and growth characteristics which could be associated with thrips tolerance. So this study was conducted in two phases. First, a large-scale field screening was conducted where 400 upland cotton and Pima accessions were screened in field for 2 years at Upper Coastal Research Station in North Carolina. And this screening was followed by a greenhouse evaluation where we selected 10 upland cotton and Pima accession based on their field response in during the screening process. And they were evaluated for growth and morphological characteristics. So as I mentioned, for field evaluation, we did this for 2 years. And the lines were evaluated on plot basis at 3 different scoring dates, which were 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 weeks after the planting. And we used 3 screening methods to evaluate the performance of these lines in the field. First, a visual damage score on the scale of 0 to 5 was assigned for each line, where 0 represented a line which was almost healthy with no visual leaf damage, and 5 was the score assigned to lines which had heavy thrips damage and all true leaves were chewed up. Secondly, on selected lines, we did thrips counting washing method. So briefly, this washing method included collecting seedling samples from the field and then bringing them to lab, washing them, sieving, and collecting thrips in the small tubes and then counting them under the microscope. Thirdly, we did seedling biomass or dry weight readings for the selected seeding samples we collected from the field. From the screening, we saw there was a range of thrips response. We had some lines which were almost healthy with no leaf damage due to thrips. And then in the same field, we had lines which had all true leaves chewed up and most of them died by the second scoring date. And from this field screening, we were able to identify some highly tolerant Pima accessions which were thrips tolerant and some moderately tolerant upland cotton accessions. We also found that there was huge year-to-year variation in thrips pressure during our study. even though the mean damage score and chip count was comparable between the years, when we looked at the values from the individual dates, the chip count and damage score was significantly different. At the same time, we observed that the values for damage score and chip count coming from dates within the same season were highly correlated. So this suggested that having multiple scoring dates within the season helped us to get a better estimate of thrift response than having a single scoring date, especially when there is huge year-to-year variation in thrift pressure. Secondly, we found that overall there was a good positive correlation between thrift count and mean square, so mean damage score we assigned to these lines. So as the damage score went higher, so did the thrifts on the seeding sample. But we found that this was not always the case. We had few FEMA lines where there were a lot of thrips present on the seedling samples, but there was no visual leaf damage. As expected, we found that dry weight was negatively correlated with the other two parameters we used, which is thrips damage score and thrips count, which is expected because as the damage score is higher for a line and there are more thrips present on them, the remaining biomass or dry weight will be lower. We also compared the performance of FEMA accessions and upland cotton accessions we included in our study, and it was found that the average damage score for most of the FEMA lines was significantly lower compared to the upland cotton lines, suggesting that there might be some inherent level of tolerance within the FEMA accessions when they are compared with upland cotton accessions. And lastly, we prepared permanent slides to identify the thrift species prevalent in our area, which turned out to be tobacco thrifts, and second most dominant species was western plant thrifts. So then we moved to the greenhouse evaluation part of our study. So based on the field screening, we selected 3 moderately tolerant and 2 susceptible upland cotton accessions, and then 3 highly tolerant and 2 susceptible Barbadans accessions. So these accessions were planted in the greenhouse with 4 replications each, and we evaluated them for plant height, relative growth rate, repubescence, and leaf area. So plant height here, it is the above soil plant height, and relative growth rate was calculated by taking dry weight on 15 and 25 days after planting and subtracting the values. Leaf pubescence was counted on a small 4 millimeter square disc, and then that disc was put under the microscope and we counted the leaf trichomes. And then leaf area was the total leaf area from was counted using a leaf area meter. So from ANOVA analysis, for ANOVA analysis, we pulled the data for plant height, growth rate, and leaf area from 3 runs together due to lack of any interaction. And for leaf pubescence, we kept the data from individual runs separately. We found that the plant height and leaf area was not, the effects for plant height and leaf area was not significantly different. However, the growth rate and leaf pubescence was significantly different for tolerant and susceptible group of accessions. So this suggests that the higher growth rate and leaf pubescence in the tolerant accession might be playing a role in the thrift tolerance in cotton. And this is also supported by earlier studies where they have found a positive correlation between leaf pubescence and thrift tolerance. So to conclude the results of this study, we were able to identify some highly tolerant and moderately tolerant upland cotton and FEMA accessions during field screening. We found that having an average score for multiple scoring dates provides us a better estimate to evaluate the performance of these lines rather than having a single scoring date during the season. Although we found that some FEMA accessions, they had high number of thrips present on them, but still they had lower leaf damage and high dry weight compared to the upland cotton accessions we had in field. It was also observed that thrips count is not always a direct measure of thrips damage. So although there were thrips present on the seedlings, they did not cause damage on the leaves. And in our study, tobacco thrips and western flower thrips were the dominant thrift species. And from the greenhouse evaluation, we concluded that relative growth rate and leaf pubescence might play a role in thrips tolerance in cotton. In future, we'll continue this study and try to progress the tolerance we identified in PMAX sessions into the upland cotton germplasm using back crossing. And we'll also make some intra-specific crosses between susceptible and tolerant lines to study the inheritance of this trait in cotton. And we are also planning a larger greenhouse study, including more number of accessions to study the role of leaf pubescence in cotton. With that, I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Vasu Kuraparthi, for his support and guidance, Dan Mott for his help with screening and species identification, staff, field staff at Upper Coastal Research Station in North Carolina, my lab mate, and lastly, North Carolina Cotton State Producers Association and Cotton Incorporated for their financial support. Thank you.
Do you have plenty of time for questions? Anybody has it?
So yes, if the weather conditions are good most of the times, they can overcome the damage if it's not severe. But in some cases, when the accessions are very susceptible, they can even die. So there are multiple ways to control. This is just one of the options we can explore to manage the thrips in cotton.
Yes.
So, for now, I don't think leaf pubescence would be a very good option to explore for this tolerance because we are already trying to avoid highly pubescent cotton varieties because they add to the trash later on. But for now, this is one of the traits we could find which was associated. Another thing we found was the growth rate, so I guess we can try to explore that and see if that is a more important factor towards the thrips tolerance.
Any more questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.